Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're listening to the 50 Shades of K podcast with host Elizabeth K, a podcast designed to empower, enlighten, and entertain with perspectives that most women are thinking, but not always saying. This is 50 Shades of K.
If you know a woman who is a leader, she's driven, she's kicking butt in business and in the community, then she should be in the notebook. And you're probably asking yourself, what the heck is the notebook? Well, my guest today can help explain this a little bit more and talk about how you could bring the notebook to your city and how maybe you could be in the next edition. I want to welcome to the 50 Shades of K podcast my friend Katie Soika, who is the No Women Ambassador for Milwaukee, also the branding photographer in the inaugural book that just came out in October. Katie, thank you for being on the podcast today.
Hello, Elizabeth. Thank you for having me. It's so great to be here.
This is exciting because the No book, which started in Phoenix a few years ago and finally came to Milwaukee because of COVID, was delayed a little bit when it came to the launch. But we finally got the book out in October. I'm honored to be in the first version of Milwaukee, which was great. And we want to talk a little bit about what No Women is. How would you describe it to people when they ask you? Because you are the ambassador. How do you explain it?
Yes, as the ambassador, I better have an answer ready for that one, huh? So the No Women, it's a global networking group that was founded on the principles of community and collaboration over competition. Our mission is women empowerment and lifting others as you climb. It is for females, as you said. It's for women leaders, creators, and entrepreneurs. And where it started was a way to highlight women who are doing great things in their community. I think you mentioned it began in Phoenix, and that's where our corporate headquarters is in 2017. So it is just growing. It's the fastest growing women's networking group. I'm so excited to be a part of it, and I'm so excited that you are in our first book as well.
Well, thanks so much. I was honored to be a part of it. But what I thought was great is all of the different types of women and careers that were in the first book. I mean, we're talking about relationship coaching, people that are helping you organize your calendars, lawyers, people, women in the sports community, yourself, photography, myself representing media, nonprofits. It really runs the gamut, wouldn't you say? And I feel like the other cities' books are like that too.
Yes, absolutely. So this is to shine a spotlight on women who are doing things right here in Milwaukee. We want to highlight everybody's voice. All industries are represented. And as you mentioned, the book, we have a section for health and wellness, food and beverage, business, beauty, fashion, wonderful nonprofits doing amazing work.
Yeah.
And then we also have women of impact that we celebrate. These are women that are doing grassroots organizations to raise the voice of women in the community. And then we also have a section, which I love, Elizabeth, which is On the Rise or Women to Watch. So these are women that may not be ready for a full-page feature or a two-page feature, but they could be just starting out in their business, or they could have a smaller creative style business. And the point of all of this is, as women in the book, we, yes, we have a great showpiece for our business. This is a way to get our message out and get eyes on women that you should do business with and work with. However, the really exciting thing for me, and I think the other women in the book, is that now we all work together as a sisterhood, and as women, we can reach out to each other for connection, for collaboration, for support, and that goes both ways. It goes between our leaders that can be mentors, and then our people just starting out who could be mentees.
Yeah, and it's already been such a great way to connect. There is a whole Facebook page that's on the national level where you can connect to any woman that's been in a notebook in other cities like Tampa or in Phoenix, but also locally here as well. And I've just found for my own career, people that I've networked with and met. I mean, I've already talked with one woman, Taryn Sartler, who's going to be on a 50 Shades of K episode coming up in January. She is the goddess of time. Because that's something in time management that I'm good at, but I know I could improve upon. And she has a million tips. I mean, so many tips of how to just organize your calendar and organize your time and make the best use of your time. I can't wait for that episode to air in January. But she's someone I didn't even know of until Know Women. And that's where this book, I think, can help a lot of people. Like you said, those you want to do business with, and you can even build upon, whether you can help improve your own business or your personal life. I mean, the opportunities are endless. Where can people get copies of the book?
Great question. So there's four areas where you can go and pick up a copy. They're distributed around the community, but we also have pickup locations at Serendipity Labs in Wauwatosa, which is a co-working space, and they're one of our community partners. We have the Corners of Brookfield at the management office has them. Dry Bar in Third Ward. If you haven't been there, that's a great spot.
Shout out to Joy. I was so excited when Dry Bar came to Milwaukee, by the way, because there are so many times I just do not feel like doing my hair. And I could just pop in there and get a great blowout.
May have taken a nap during my session.
Yeah.
May have fallen asleep. And then Authentique, which is a wonderful gift store in the Kenosha area.
That's great. Yes, pick up a copy. And how can a woman be in the next edition in Milwaukee? Does she need to be nominated? Can she nominate herself? When do nominations start?
Yes and yes. Great question. So all of the women in the book are peer nominated and vetted. And so what that means is we have a conversation about, you know, who you are, what your business is about, how you empower women. What does that mean to you? Where is your focus? And then from there, we can recommend a section of the book. There's so many facets to the Know Women. We have the books. We also have Know Global, which we can talk about in a little bit. Like you said, we have a Facebook group, training, online, everything. But if you want to nominate yourself or somebody else for the book, go to theknowwomen.com on our webpage, and it's K-N-O-W. All of the cities are listed, so if you click on Milwaukee, you can click right where it says nominate someone. And then we will reach out. So our, as you mentioned, our volume one is out and launched and printed and so beautiful. And we will be launching volume two in the fall, and we're opening up nominations in March of 2021. But you can go ahead and go right now to nominate yourself or someone else, and then we will reach out to you in March.
That's fantastic. And I think there's people that are probably right now already making plans to nominate someone, which they should. We should, because there's so many spots at the table. And when you mentioned earlier in the podcast, it's about collaboration, not competition. And when women work together, incredible things can be accomplished. And I say all the time that these women, they're the heart and soul of this city. They really are. And there's a lot that we're doing in Milwaukee, and it's been a great way to connect, and it's really made an impact. But even bigger than just connecting in Milwaukee, Katie, let's talk about what Know Global is all about.
Yes, this all started with the books, right? And you can bring the Know book to your city. But we recognize that not every city has a book, and we now are in 13 cities. We're worldwide. We have some books in Canada, which is very exciting. But the Know Global is our online membership. that opens to all women January of 2021. And this is where there are speaking opportunities, connection opportunities, calls, where you can speak to women all over the country and get connected. They have CEO chats, coffee chat, master classes. Yeah, so just events and education and a way to promote yourself.
Yeah, for
sure. They have a gift-giving guide right now that is available to women in the books. And then also, too, Elizabeth, I know you talked a little bit about impact. They just started their No Cares, which is making big impact. It's a nonprofit focused on empowering, educating, and raising funds for women and youth worldwide. So No Cares provides emergency relief funds for business women, leadership development, and mentoring opportunities for female entrepreneurs. So that's something that we're really excited about, too.
This is something I'm so proud to be a part of, just to see what it's grown into and how it's going beyond just women connecting. It's fantastic. And I would love for more people to get into these books and for them to grow to other cities. Like you said, with No Global, why just have Milwaukee? I think we should push for Madison, or maybe even go a little bit north, like Appleton or Green Bay, some of these other cities and communities. That would be fantastic to see that in the future.
I actually spoke to somebody the other week in Denver who does what I do as a branding photographer, because I think in my line of business, it's my belief that when women invest in themselves, they step into their power and they raise their voice. And so when I first saw this book, I thought, wow, this is women that are doing just that. How powerful to get in front of. And not everybody has their own company that's in this book. You can be in a corporation. You can have your own company. You know, it really runs the gamut. You just have to be a woman. You just have to be a self-identifying woman. So I think that with my own personal journey, first seeing the book, it just felt right. I need to photograph this book and help these women tell their stories. And then I realized there really is so much more into it. You can just get leadership experience, speaking experience, education, and then, like you say, the connection is the most powerful piece.
It really
is. Locally and globally.
Yeah, you can't put a price on it. Just the tips that you're getting from so many other successful women, and just the fact that women can relate on a different level than what a woman to a man sometimes can relate on. There's been conversations that have talked about just balancing the job and a family and kids and what stress that can bring on. So it's just been there to help professionally, like I said, personally. I'm so excited about this. And Katie, you're doing a great job representing our city as the Milwaukee ambassador. The photos you took were great.
Oh, thank you.
And for people that are looking to be in this book, Katie being the branding photographer will make you feel so comfortable. I love the process. You send all the pictures and said, okay, you pick. What are your top two?
Yeah.
I mean, everyone's involved in the process because we want to make sure we look and feel our best. So thank you for that.
Absolutely. Oh, you're welcome. I remember your photo shoot was over the winter, because I remember slipping and sliding my way through your icy parking lot.
Yeah.
And I think that's when we first met.
I know, it is, yeah. And here we are now in 2020 doing this over the phone because we can't have anybody here at the studio. But I hope that will change. And there are in-person events that are going to be planned in the coming years, because that's the other part of this, too. Once COVID gets under control, these events aren't going to be virtual. They have this huge event that happens in Phoenix, which Wisconsinites, who doesn't want to get to Phoenix for the summit? I'm excited about that opportunity as well. That'll be in May. And Katie, before we wrap up here, is there anything else that you want to add?
Yeah. So if you go to thenowomen.com, you can see how to sign up for Global. You can learn about No Cares. You can go to our Milwaukee page, and then you can also apply to be an ambassador. If you are outside of the Milwaukee area and you want to learn more about it, there's an application. I think that's pretty much it. I mean, I just cannot say enough the value of the women. The caliber of women in this book is just so exciting to me. We have so many success stories just doing business with each other, but also being connected. You know, there's women in the book that have started out in the Women to Watch on the Rise that have already said to me, how can I get a one page? We are helping you develop your businesses. We have a lawyer who said, you know, I've networked before, but it's always been with other lawyers. I'm really excited to connect with entrepreneurs. One of our women of impact, I mean, this is just a story that tells it all. She was given an honorary role in the book to, it's like a celebration, right?
Yeah.
Like she is doing wonderful things in the community, and she heard about the No Women and the No Book and accepted the honor and turned right around and said, who can I sponsor for the next book? I want to help somebody that has previously had an unheard voice in this community. And, you know, when I got off the phone with her, I thought, this is what it's all about.
That
Boy,
is what it's all
right
about.
Person.
Right there. So true. Katie Soyka, mm-hmm. thank you for being on 50 Shades of K. Nominations are going to open back up in March 2021. If you want to nominate yourself or someone else, just go to thenowomen.com. You can click it right at the top of that page. I'll make sure to link it up at our website, 991themix.com. I look forward to talking with you again, which I know is going to be pretty soon because we're connected now with No Women.
I know. And like you say, we're going to party it up as soon as we can.
As soon as we can. All of us feel that way. Thank you, Katie.
Thank you so much, Elizabeth. Thank you.
This has been the 50 Shades of K podcast with host Elizabeth K. If you enjoyed this episode, share it with a friend. Make sure to subscribe on iTunes and leave a review. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.